This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith and part three of a special series of excerpts by historian, theologian and author John Dixon from his new book on humility, Lost Keys to Life, Love and Leadership. In this installment, John draws on two exceptional examples of people that demonstrate the beauty of humility, Sir Edmund Hillary and Albert Schweitzer.
In 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary conquered Mount Everest with his Sherpa friend and guide Tenzin Norgay. What they achieved, especially with the kind of equipment available at the time, stands as one of modern times' truly great physical feats. Hillary was duly honoured. Later in 1953, he was knighted. In 1985, he was made New Zealand's High Commissioner to India, Nepal and Bangladesh. And in 1995, he received the British realm's highest award, the Order of the Garter, membership of which is limited to just 24 individuals. More important to Hillary were his efforts to give back to the Nepalese something of what they had given him. Through the Himalayan Trust, established in 1960, he built hospitals, airfields, and schools. He epitomised the noble choice to forego status, deploy resources, and use influence for the good of others before himself. One story captures the essence of Sir Edmund Hillary's outlook. On one of his many trips back to the Himalayas, he was spotted by a group of tourist climbers. They begged for a photo with the great man, and Hillary obliged. They handed him an ice pick so he would look the part and set up for the photograph. Just then, another climber passed the group and, not recognising the man at the centre, strode up to Hillary saying, "Excuse me, that's not how you hold an ice pick. Let me show you." Everyone stood around in amazed silence as Hillary thanked the man, let him adjust the pick, and happily went on with the photograph. It doesn't matter how experienced that other climber was, his greatness was diminished by this intrusive presumption. We are repelled by pride. Edmund Hillary's greatness, however, is somehow enhanced by this humility. When I tell you this story, your estimation of him increases, especially as we know that this individual episode was typical of his entire approach to life, foregoing status and resources for others. The Encyclopaedia Britannica, not normally given to heaping praise on the subjects of its entries, declares, "Hillary never anticipated the acclaim that would follow the historic ascent. Throughout his life, he maintained a high level of humility, and his main interest came to be the welfare of the Himalayan peoples of Nepal, especially the Sherpas." Humility is beautiful. Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer, 1875 to 1965, was a supremely gifted philosopher, historian, and biblical scholar, as well as being a highly accomplished musician. He wrote what many regard as the 20th century's most important academic book on the life of Christ, The Quest of the Historical Jesus. He also wrote a masterpiece on the music of Johann Sebastian Bach for good measure, and is described as the foremost authority of his time on the composer. To the shock of many, at the height of his career, he left academia, completed a medical degree, and devoted himself to medical work in Gabon, West Africa, becoming known throughout the world as the jungle surgeon. He won the 1952 Nobel Peace Prize and, true to form, gave the prize money to a leper hospital. In his autobiography, Out of My Life and Thought, he tried to explain his life choices to some who thought him crazy and to others who hailed him a hero. "Only a person who feels his preference to be a matter of course, not something out of the ordinary, and who has no thought of heroism, but only of a duty undertaken with sober enthusiasm, is capable of becoming the sort of spiritual pioneer the world needs. There are not heroes of action, only heroes of renunciation and suffering. Of these there are plenty, but few of them are known, and even they not to the crowd, but to the few. Those who are given the chance to embark on a life of independent action must accept their good fortune in a spirit of humility. They must often think of those who, though equally willing and capable, were not in a position to do the same."
That's John Dixon reading excerpts from his new book on humility, Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love and Leadership. Available through Zondervan.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.